you know, how I started or how I got interested in it was that on Georgia Avenue, back across from Howard, there was a cat named Gaston Neal. Uh-huh. And he used to have an open mic on Wednesday, you know, and I needed some place to go at, you know, out of curiosity. This was about 67.
Okay.
And, you know, I was going through a lot of changes in my life in terms of trying to find something that I could enjoy and feel comfortable with. It was kind of like finding a space where I could be me.
We say all do nothing, standing street corner like, twisting faces like great tree apes, dying concrete deaths.
Gaston Neal is a father figure to me. Gaston started the new school in D.C. That was an institution that I think really garnered a lot of respect for the D.C. literary community at that time during the Black Arts Movement. So I met him in like 1992. He didn't like my poetry. And being a poet himself and being a mentor to so many poets in this area, and even if not a mentor, definitely a friend too.
Clinging to a savage minuet of civilization. Yeah, she got drunk and slapped the shit out of her death. And yet, we say all do nothing. Stand on street corners, dying concrete deaths.
Okay, so we're talking about 1968, which is the year that I'm born. So I tell Gaston this. Gaston, any time that you told him anything, had a million and one stories that evolved and revolved around the one little thing that you picked up. So one day, he's like, yeah, you know, when were you born? Like, what, you know, you act like you're so old. I'm born in 68. Oh, hell no. Well, in 1968, see, you know, I just started new school and had a house up on, I think that was, what was it? That was 13th Street? Yeah, I think it was 13th Street. Anyway, there was a Safeway down there. And so we were sitting up there mad because, you know, they just killed Martin and everybody, you know, was upset. And I wanted to get some meat. And they were like, they're going to close down the store. And, you know, I had to go, you know, handle my business. And so I was like, well, everything looked like it's going to be cool. And they wouldn't open the store. So I was a little bit upset. And I see everybody else. I think we crying, we mad, we sad, we cursing. Next thing I know, I said, shh. And I threw a trash can through the window of the Safeway. Who knew the whole city was going to burn? It made me want to holler and throw up both my hands.
Economically, a lot of people lost a lot of jobs, you know. But at the same time, Hoot Street still had a life to it, but it was slowly. I mean, like, we're just hardly breathing. About 10 years after the riot, it started getting life again.
So Gaston sits up there, and he's thinking, you know, well, the rise new started, we're going to handle our business. And he thought that because he was Gaston Neal, and everybody knew, I'm Gaston Neal, and they know where I live. Man, I go back up there, and all my shit burnt down. They burnt my house down. I was like, in the riot, you started Gaston. In the riot, I started, I lost my shit. So that's Gaston Neal. I mean, in terms of D.C. poetry scene, I can't imagine what it would be without him. Without his stories about knowing and meeting Langston Hughes and Owen Dodson, his friendship with Sterling Brown. Dang. What that man gave up for love and the love of writing and the love of his people.
Take the hands of the people. Move it with the North Star. Let my people go. Pass the chains. Pass the fields of blood. Pass the houses of mangled souls. Pass the broken back children.
The Black Arts Movement was considered more so of a New York thing. But Gaston really blew up the scene here in D.C. The young cats didn't know him because he didn't come out to, like, the, you know, the newer venues. That's a shame.